We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
You're listening to the Kelly Cotrera Show, and that was the moment that O.J. Simpson was cleared by a Los Angeles jury in what the U.S. media called the trial of the century. And today we look back because if you have not heard, O.J. Simpson dead at the age of 76. There's a lot that can be said about O.J. Simpson. Some people would rather not speak his name. Some people would rather we don't even touch upon who he was because they feel he did something so horrific and heinous that he should not actually get any airtime at all. But I think one thing that we need to say and that will be maybe overlooked today is the fact that he was one heck of a football player. Rod Black joins the Kelly Cotrera Show, national sports broadcaster and friend of the show. Rod, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. That's an interesting way to say it, because I'll tell you, that used to be on the top of O.J. Simpson's resume, and I think that would probably be at the bottom now. But he was, Kelly, he was an amazing football player. He was an incredible player. First player to rush for 2,000 yards, longtime Buffalo Bill, Heisman Trophy winner. He had the world at his shoulders, incredible broadcaster and a movie actor. And if you're going to go in the annals of sports history, there is no more tragic rise and fall of an athlete than O.J. Simpson. It's not even close. I mean, there are other athletes who have fallen from grace, but nobody fell like O.J. Simpson.
I think a lot of people didn't even know he had cancer. It came out last February and that he was dealing with prostate cancer. And the reason why a lot of people didn't know is because they just did not care about O.J. Simpson anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'd only learned maybe the last few months, like most of us, probably on TMZ, seeing it. And I think that's what people kind of thought. He became a pariah, rightfully so, in the minds of so many people. I mean, you know, the word allegedly was knocked out of everybody's mouth, including journalists. You didn't have to be an amateur. You could be an amateur sleuth and still come to a conclusion that somehow, some way, Orenthal James Simpson was involved in the death of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. And it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. And, you know, people could say, well, there was a case and, you know, he was acquitted there. Yeah, but he was also found guilty in a civil lawsuit. And the actions after the death certainly did not reveal the actions of an innocent man. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm sure, you know, the he had to live in his own skin over the last little while. And probably, you know, I'm sure there's people today for his family, and nobody ever wishes anybody to die. But I can tell you that, you know, there are families, the Brown and Goldman families, probably could care less.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to some of the tweets from the Goldman family and other people that were involved in that trial and lost loved ones.
I haven't heard them, so I'm sure they're interesting.
They are indeed. You know, the fact that O.J. Simpson said later he would not stop looking for Nicole's killer became one of the biggest punchlines out there, which was
apparently on a golf course or in a nightclub.
Right. I mean, and it was incredibly tragic because I think when we heard the conversation that the detective was having with O.J. in that Bronco, and I'm going to play it again to refresh people's memories. Most of us, even before the trial, thought, okay, well, this is a guilty man.
Just let me get to my house.
Okay, we're going
to
do that.
I swear to you, I'll give you what? I'll give you my whole body.
Okay.
I just need to get to my house.
Okay. We're going to do that. Just throw the gun out the window.
I can't do that.
We're not going to bother you. We're going to let you go up there. Just throw it out the window, please. You're scaring everybody. Toss it, please. Too many people love you, man. Don't give it all up. Don't hurt everybody. You're going to hurt everybody.
I'm just going to leave.
I'm just going to
go with Nicole. That's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm trying to do.
Think about everybody else, all right?
I couldn't do it on a freeway. I couldn't do it in a field. I want to do it at her grave. I want to do it at my house.
He wanted to be with Nicole. Basically, that was him saying, you know, and that's why I had a gun to his head. I want to do away with myself. That's not usually how someone that finds out their wife's been murdered reacts. We're speaking with Rod Black, national Canadian sports broadcaster. You knew O.J. Simpson as a broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking when you saw the Bronco chase? Because I imagine you were watching like everybody else.
Yeah, everybody of our vintage who remembers it. I was actually hosting a hockey golf event in Kitchener that day. We were at the infamous Lulu's Bar, and we were with some very famous hockey players watching it, some from Los Angeles, the greatest player of all time, as a matter of fact. And we were watching that white Bronco chase, thinking what everybody else thought. Again, everybody else thought the same thing. And then, you know, then began the trial of the century. And it was, because it was the first time really we'd watched on television, riveting every single day, every single moment, testimony. And people like Johnny Cochran and Marcia Clark became like these TV stars. And, you know, the famous line, if it don't fit, you must acquit from the glove. And whether that had any influence on the jury at all, I'm not sure, but it was just, you couldn't stop watching because it was a freak show, more reality. And everyone, I think 90% of the people thought, okay, well, he's going to jail. And then when the acquittal happened, it was like almost shocking to the core. And then it's very difficult for me to reconcile the guy that he was as an athlete and the guy that he became or was beyond beyond the helmet of clearly he had issues, clearly he had problems, clearly he had an anger issues from the domestic assault issues. Do I, you know, again, there are a lot of people that I still think some people maintain his innocence. Some people think that, you know, he did it. You know, I think there are a lot of people, most people believe that he was somehow involved. But for today, again, it just seems like the final chapter in a life that was so glorious and then so hellish by your own doing. It is remarkable that anybody could live a life like that, especially afterwards. And, you know, they're going to be talking about, you're going to see, there already have been movies, Kelly. There already have been made for TV movies. Now, it's going to be very interesting because of his death, where that the narrative goes now. But again, the main thing is he will go down as one of the athletes who fell harder than anyone by his own doing. And by the way, even if he was innocent, if he was, let's just say for an instance that he was.
The civil suit didn't say that he was, Rod.
Yeah, no, exactly. Even in his mind, he thought that. Mm-hmm. His actions, he went to jail for, I mean, he held people hostage with a
kidnapping. Kidnapping charge.
For his own memorabilia. One thing I can tell you, and I spent a little bit of time because I was, as a broadcaster at CTV, we all honestly had a lot of interaction with the people at NBC during Olympics and other events. So I got to spend some social time with them and see him occasionally. I never thought in a million years, and I quite liked the movies. I liked him when I was a kid, I only had two jerseys. One was a famous hockey player and one was O.J. Simpson's. He was that big in the
70s. Wow. So what was that like working with him as a broadcaster?
Well, again, we had very limited interaction, but I got to know him. And again, O.J. Simpson loved being O.J. Simpson, and he let everybody know it.
Was he a narcissist?
I believe so. Oh, yeah. I mean, anybody who was around him would say that. But at the time, when you're around someone like that, he owns the world. And then when that world came crumbling down through, again, his actions, the way he handled it, and his life after the deaths of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. Again, he had this book, you know, books and books. He was trying to make money. He was always trying to, it seemed like there was always a method to make money for him somehow, somewhere, post-football. I think he struggled with not being in the limelight as well afterwards. That's why he became a broadcaster or a movie actor. But at the time, I mean, again, for those of us who remember, O.J. Simpson was all over every television ad because he did rent-a-car ads.
Hurts.
Running through the airport. It became if we had Twitter back there or Instagram, it would become a meme of O.J. And I'm sure there's a meme out there of O.J. running through airports hurtling. Well, then it became a joke because they thought, well, O.J.'s running through an airport to avoid the authorities. I think it's a final chapter in an absolutely tragic rise and fall of somebody. And I think there are a lot of people today, like you said earlier, who just say good riddance.
We're speaking with Rod Black, who's a national sports broadcaster. He about O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76 after a cancer battle. He had prostate cancer. Rod, you know, I don't think there will be a lot of people that will be eulogizing O.J. Simpson. But I will say that I wanted to ask you one.
There's family, right? Yeah. I mean, that's one thing.
But
No matter who, no matter how nefarious someone is, how we all still have families.
Sure.
And everybody.
Bedside, Rod. His kids and grandchildren were at the bedside with him as he passed. And that's the way most people would want to go out. So you have to question. Once again, it's O.J. Simpson. It's like, did he go out in the best way possible? I mean, it's so rich, show, like this. And, you know, I say show, but his life, I think it paved the way for reality TV and that trial especially. I think is the reason why reality TV became a big thing, because they saw it and they went, oh, well, look at, we're riveted by a court case. This is pretty cool.
It's happening in front of our eyes. It was the live stream before live stream, and everybody watched. And it was on for a long time, that trial. And there were days where that trial was just full of minutiae, lawyer speak. And people still watch because they waited. What did they wait for, Kelly? They waited for that one moment, and they're watching OJ's eyes to show that any type of guilt, or show one moment that he's going to slip up. And, you know, they out-lawyered, obviously.
Boy, oh boy, did they.
You know, the prosecution, to this day, I think, you know, I remember that I honestly thought there was not a chance he was going to get off, and then bang. And then, of course, the civil case. And that led to the real downfall financially and spiritually and everything in OJ's life. Now, having said that, I've heard of people over the last 10, 20 years, you know, he hung out with people. He still did his things. He did some shows. You know, I don't believe that after a civil case and you're found guilty and you have to pay that any person on this earth would actually want to spend some time with a reputed murderer, but they did. And there are people like that. And, you know, he golfed a lot. He still did his things. He still had a life, something that unfortunately for Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman and their families,
devastating.
They never did.
Yep. Devastating.
Yeah, they never did.
Listen, Rod, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about the death of O.J. Simpson.
Okay, Kelly. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. That is Rod Black, national sports broadcaster. Of course, you know him.